91.3 FM. This is listener-supported community radio, WCW Worcester. It's music from Archie Shep with us here in the background. Troy here setting in for Bob Dagnella. We're Bob Dagnella just being a little bit under the weather, and we're looking forward to him being back in the seat here as he moves through his issue, and promising that he'll be back with us here before too long. I appreciate him allowing me to be able to have Nicole Suka in the seat here with us as we'll visit with her brand new release that is just out here in these past several days. And I'm just simply blown away. Before we get started with Nicole, I just want to say my radio roots actually are in jazz, going back to 1979, but it's been a lot of years since I've been away from that, away from the genre, being able to sort of sit back and enjoy it in the air studio as it really should be, with some headphones, etc. And I'm grateful that actually tuned into this release when Nicole put it up on Facebook that it was coming out, and being able to visit with it, as it really just brought back some moments for me. Nicole Suka, just an amazing bass player whom I've seen around, and flautist as well in various bands, sort of hanging back there in the background, and not really fully understanding the artistry that she has, and within herself, and here she's captured it on a brand new release. And Nicole, I'll just let you take over.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to share this music, and I am pretty known in the area for my bass playing, but I secretly write my own music. Shh, don't tell anybody. But I'm really excited about the collaboration with some of my very talented and good friends, and I think this is super special, and I'm so pleased you're able to carve out some time for me to share it all. Thank you.
Well, this is also bringing to the forefront to me the amazing talent of these folks that I've just known and experienced in different releases, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when it just takes just that little bit of a different sound to sort of bring that extra thing out of a performer. And we're going to hear that actually here in this first track. Why don't we just go ahead and let this first track go? You title it Soldier.
Soldier.
And yes. Then we'll come back and talk about who's involved with it.
I'll be happy to.
How's that?
Awesome.
Before, behind,
composition titled Soldier, taken from Nicole Sucre's brand new release, Next. There's only two names listed on this, and that is?
Myself and Duncan Arsenal.
Amazing, just amazing.
Yeah, it only takes two, you know, make the magic. This, that particular piece was when COVID put everybody in lockdown, and all of us musicians, locally and otherwise, I'm sure, just we all panicked. We all got really used to having easy access to each other and to our art and having a live audience. And then we were all like locked into our homes, and we had to change our facilities for making music. And Duncan is such a great creative soul, and he's very widespread in his talents. And so we started just talking about, like, everyone was like quickly setting up their home studios. Mine was extremely low tech, and I just started sending some raw tracks his way. And my raw tracks, if you heard them, are nothing as special as what he was able to produce. So as far as credits are concerned, I just want to make sure I don't miss anything. Not only did Duncan produce it, but he also did drums and bass and synth and guitar and all the mixing and programming. And my contributions, of course, were I wrote the song and the vocals and lyrics and flute and piano. Yeah. So, you know, it was a different way of doing music. We had to shift gears. This is very electronic, but it was a great mix between the two of us.
Does the title have some reference to the soldiering on and maintaining some sense of stability or reality?
It's funny because I didn't write the song specifically at the time of COVID, but, you know, so much of my life has been kind of that take on some struggle and persevere. So this is kind of just what that song is about things in my past that represents, things in the present. And, you know, even with COVID, very much the spirit of that, you know, the idea that when joy comes around, we'll be first in line, right? We'll be first in line to get our share. So that's that.
All right. Nicole, I have to say, this is your first release. Perhaps you've done some other stuff aside from your 2014, the previous?
Right. Yeah, 2014. Yeah.
So it's been a little bit of space there.
Yes.
Before a major project or bringing yes. things together into a whole.
It's a little lag time. Yeah. I think what happens is, especially what COVID made it apparent, was, you know, as a bass player, you get so many calls. Everybody needs you to play. So I got caught up in doing a lot of music with other people. It really slows down your own personal progress for trying to get a project done. Mm-hmm. But when COVID threw us all in lockdown, it really made me have to shift gears, and then made it brought to the surface the need to be current and creative for myself.
Sure.
And that kind of perpetuated this kind of list of material.
Well, there's six tracks here. We're going to go through them all. The next one up, you title We Dance, again, with Duncan Arsenal front and center. You want to set it up before we go into it?
Sure. This song's really old, actually. And it was the first thing I sent to Duncan because I thought, you know, for me, it had staying power. I thought, well, you know, I've got this already organized. I'll throw it to him and see what he does. And if anyone recognizes this song from a million years ago, you'll be wowed. Everyone else just... It's amazing what Duncan can do with just some pieces and parts that I send him digitally. Quite the amazing person.
Stretching our art, face down low. stars. Light as feathers. Have we gone too far?
Nicole, just tell me to sit down. Oh, Nicole Suka with us here in the studios of WCUW. Troy sitting in for Bob Dagnello. We're going through Nicole's brand new release that she titles Next. And I'm just blown away.
Thanks. Yeah, you can really see the difference between when Duncan plays bass on Soldier and when I play bass on We Dance.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a bass contrast there. But.
Oh, for sure. Well, I'm sorry, you rule.
Wasn't a competition, but thanks.
I know it's not.
No,
it's just great to hear, again, as I referenced at the top, was hearing this other sound, these other sort of emotions, talents, you know, feel, et cetera, from these musicians that, you know, I go and see on a Wednesday night, you know, playing backup for amazing talent, of course, you know, but here they are just shining through. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I see myself as very grateful to be a part of a community of such amazing talents. You know, there's times when you go to a party or go to a show or something and you're in the midst of things are happening, you're, you know, all's well, and then you leave and you drive away and you realize how special it was and how grateful you were. I find these moments very frequently, and there's always a similar cast of characters, and sometimes you know, it's at Vincent's on a Wednesday and sometimes it's not, but there's so many amazing players. These guys on this, except for Duncan and Roger LaValle's input, Mike and Simon and Brooks, all helped me do the first recording as well. They are like, they have this culture of intuitive playing that lock in. It really brings something special, you know. And Duncan's a new find for me, but he's like really, you know, brings something else to the game when we collaborate. Mm-hmm. So I'm very grateful.
Yes, well, you parked him right there at the top on just two wonderful tracks. And you actually used the word moment there once or twice, I think, and that's actually the title of the next track.
True.
Moments.
Moments, yeah. Yes. So this next track is, there's, you know, We Dance and Moments are more like, I guess, relationship songs if you get into the lyrics of it. But this first portion of this kind of EP are kind of songs of struggle and things that are slippery and tricky in relationships inside and outside of yourself and dealing with things in the world. So this moment, the longer title would be Moments of Consideration, is just another representation of that kind of mindset. And there's some lovely playing by those people I mentioned.
I was going to say, who's set up, who's with you?
Yeah, so this was some of the work that I did with Roger LaValle up at Wachusett Recording. Roger's amazingly genius, and it was a great tap in, thanks to Duncan, to hook it up with Roger. And so Roger helped produce this music with me, and this has got Brooks Milgate on keys and Simon Adamson on drums, and this also has Mike Lynch on guitar.
Here goes. It's a composition titled Moments from Nicole Sukka off of her EP Next. And she's in the studio here. And oh my gosh, it's just so sweet to hear. And I'm being a little self-indulgent only in regards to we're in our new studio. Got some nice speakers. It can actually sit here and really hear this album.
I was just going to say that. I was like, you know, when you make a new recording and you get it all ready to go and you get your masters, you run around and you put it in your car and you listen to it in your headphones and you try it on some crappy speaker, you know. And I come in here and you play it on your system and it sounds so nice. So nice. So cheers to the new studio. It sounds great.
Well, and there's some wonderful production going on in there. Obviously, the talent of just making the music itself and the writing, but there's some great kind of back end magic going on.
Yeah, you got to thank Roger for some of that. You know, he was a great listener. And in my role as a musician, it's so often I do what to lift other people up. I play what people want to hear. I try to help people reach their goals, and I love to build community and give all levels of musicianship opportunity. And so meeting Roger, it was like a kindred spirit. Like, this is who he is. This is what he does all the time. And this time it flipped for me because he was like, no, this is all about you, Nicole. And what do you want to hear? And so when we got into that section of moments where, you know, hold it there, and it just lingers and drifts and holds and hangs. And I kept describing it to him, and I thought, this is going to be, you know, he's never going to get this, but that is such a cool way he gets it to hang and then drops back in. And I can only thank Roger for making, like, my crazy dreams reality. Thanks to Roger LaValle up at Wachusett.
Well, up next is one of your crazy dreams. That's the longest track on this EP.
Can I set this up before
you sure
start
can.
It? Because this is really important to get this right. Okay. So during COVID, when Duncan and I were doing this, time of digitally swapping tracks, we get really excited, be like, oh, check this out. And we get this bombardment of cool things that were hanging out in the closet. He started sending me these tracks that he and Brooks had been working on. And this is a tune that's actually written by Brooks and produced by Duncan that I didn't have any part in. But I'm just that kind of a jerk where I was like, this is so inspiring. And I ran down to my very low-tech studio scenario in my house and just threw my stuff on top of it and sent it to him, to Duncan. And this is what it became. But in this arc of this collection of music, this is the eye of the storm, and the mantra is the thing that you say to yourself after all of those things you strife through, like COVID or, trauma or the things that you do. But this is the mantra that you say so that you can get to the other side, which are the last two tracks, our love and life. So here's the eye of the storm. Thank you.
composition titled Eye of the Storm from the EP Next from Nicole Suka, who's in studio with me here. And, you know, again, it's amazing composition, beautifully crafted. And the production on that, you just like teardrops just floating across the sonic spectrum there. It's just, oh my gosh. And Brooks Milgate.
Yeah. Unbelievable, right?
Unbelievable.
And right now, he and Mikey are on tour with Chris O'Leary. They're down, they're like enjoying themselves playing music. You know, a lot of these folks do amazing backup for other people, but if you, you know, in the quiet of their own composition, they create magnificent things, really magical stuff. And I'm just really pleased I was able to edge my way in on that one. So inspired, though. As soon as I heard it, I was like, I've got something for this.
And, well, you brought the lyric to it. I am the eye of the storm.
Yeah, so that lyric actually, so my friend Chris Tello, who he plays in a band called Auntie Trainwreck, he was working through COVID, and I remember messaging him and was a little panicked by his the kind of work he was doing. You make sure everything was cool, and you know, we were both kind of lamenting on the crazy, and he sent me those words as a place of comfort. And so I just, you know, with his permission, of course, pilfered them for this. It just captured all that I wanted to say for this Eye of the Storm trance-like mantra that is in the middle of all this. So It just worked.
Well, this next track, track 5, things were actually shifting, or you're shifting to another percussionist.
Yeah, this is, so we're back in the studio with Roger Lavallee, and this is my friend Simon Adamson. You know, he's playing with the Blue Light Bandits these days, but he is a fantastic drummer and musician. It's a great, great person. And he is, since I met him, is an intuitive player for me. So it's one of those people where I can give two words of instruction and get the perfect part. But this piece is really about love. And this is after the Eye of the Storm. And once you've survived all of that, this is with a message of hope and love, Nicole style anyways, and really some amazing playing by my friends, for sure.
We're going to jump into that. I do want to let folks know you're listening to WCUW 91.3 FM. We're online at wcuw.org/listen. I'm very grateful to Bob Dagnolo for allowing me to be in the seat here on The Big Jazz, which comes your way every Wednesday from 9 until midnight. Things.
What if I breathe again and you remember? It lingered, and the night was starved. We'd wake to the twinkle. These should illuminate this time. Clear. We endowed it all along. These would be
Nicole Suka with us in the studios of WCUW, just listening to Things, track five from this six-track EP titled Next. Just stellar, again, throughout.
Yeah, you know, that one is, you know, I hate to pick favorites, but right now that one really satisfies me. You know, when we were doing that solo break at the end, I know when we were in the studio, it felt long to the guys, but I kind of, when we let the flute loose at the top and just yeah. really, it does what really, is important for me, which is sometimes hard to capture in the studio, is the improvisational intent. Because for me as a musician, since I started, it's yeah. been improvisation. And, you know, I was maybe 15 when I started playing bass. And, you know, for jazz band for high school. But once you play, everybody wants you to join their band. And right. the very beginning, I started playing Grateful Dead and things like that and learned about improvisation, which, you know, expanded my jazz playing so much. And now it's what I really crave is that reckless abandon, you know,
oh, yeah.
the no net, this yeah. kind of jumping. And these are the kinds of players that I enjoy playing with, the risk takers that aren't afraid, who really bring the A game. And that thing's really that solo yeah. section really does it for me.
Oh, you say that so well, because again, just turning back to them and kind of my insight of them, I live in this other world and been away from the jazz side and never hearing them really in this vein. They're jazz players.
It's funny.
You know?
It is. It's so funny because yeah. like I've gotten Duncan to come out and play with Mikey and I, because Mike and I do this other project called The Combination, and we do like, you know, Schofield stuff. And Duncan, you know, if you ask him, he will deny that he's playing jazz. Yeah. And Mike and I are just like, yeah, it's totally jazz, but don't tell Duncan. So, yeah, I mean, for me, it's... I am an improvisational player.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what kind of music you put me in, I'm bound to break some rules and do that kind of thing. Uh-huh. But it was interesting when you asked me to come on the jazz hour, because for me, I feel like some of this music maybe doesn't always fit in that genre. But this particular piece, Things, I think fits yeah. soundly there.
I think every note on every track we've heard so far fits right in this genre.
Yeah. Hey, I won't argue with you. Okay. I'll let you know. Because I've had a lot of discussion about what genre this music might belong in. So
right.
I'm okay with the jazz label.
Sure.
It works for me.
Oh, we're just so happy that you're in the studio. We get to share this. It's going to live forever.
Yay.
Somewhere or another. Your release in its entirety, it's available everywhere now. No?
Yes. So there... Not to panic. There's a little bit of some digital snafus we're dealing with. It's up right now. It might come down for a few days and then be back up. But don't panic. It will be there. And I will do an online spam that will let everyone know when it's solidly available for everybody.
Sure.
It will also be on Bandcamp so that if folks want to download it and look at the greater details, some of these other digital platforms don't give you a chance to really peek at all of the players and pieces of it, which I think are important to give all these really special people credit for what they offered and used to support me in this project. So
right. Well, it's I'm sad to say we're down to the last track on this, but you want to set it up for us?
Yeah. So the last one is basically just a celebration of life. The track is short, but the live version would be about, you know, a half hour long. So just imagine it that way. And, you know, love to life. That's it.
Thank you.
I just love that close.
Hey, can I make a quick shout out? That last Stop It is my my little one was helping me on sound engineering at home, Hazel, and that was her contribution telling me to turn off the recording device. So that Stop It is to, you know, knock it off, Mom.
Well, that was just perfect to wrap up this next release from you, Nicole. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this with us. And then I then went on and listened to your album from 9 years ago, finally.
You were a little slow on that. But
I'm a little slow on that. And I'm truly embarrassed by it. But nonetheless, it's right now it's in front of me here. And I can't wait to go through it in its entirety once again. And we're only going to take about another 8 minutes of Bob's show here. But I'd like to play a track from it. And I'd like to choose a track. And we're going to let you choose a track.
Sure.
How's
sure.
that from it? So set the album up in its entirety for us, just briefly.
So this was my self-titled Nicole Sutka album. And I'd been carrying around these tunes that I had written. And the only way they would exist is if I played them live. So I'd have to drag poor souls into learning these crazy tunes and play them with me so they wouldn't die. So I decided that instead I would take all these songs I'd written from when I was 19 and over the course of time, and a couple newer ones, threw them together and put this together. And Mike Lynch and Brooks Milgate and Simon Adamson joyfully joined me on this. And so their great musicianship was also on this particular release as well.
So we're stepping back to, 2014. Nicole Suka, you are the improv queen of Worcester.
I don't know. There could be some serious challenges out there. I'd be careful about that.
Oh, my gosh. That's just gorgeous.
Thank you.
Again, stepping back to 2014. Thank you for that. We're going to, if we may, go ahead and what's this next piece?
So the last tune, you asked me to pick one off this, and you gave me the premise of the last four. So Waste is a song that I wrote that's basically my social justice theme song. And I really think this one speaks to a lot of my my political views about being kind. It sounds a little angry, but it is, you know, be a good person is the bottom line. So,
all right.
Thanks, Troy, for having me on.
You bet. Yeah, we'll have this up online before too long. Thanks again, Nicole. Suka, from her first album that she has out, self-titled, and graciously allowing me to play just a couple of tracks from it. Any last words for us, Nicole? I just don't want to quite let you go yet. I don't know.
thank you so much for having me and sharing my music. You know, I've been the queen of obscurity and all about community, but it's really great to be here in Worcester with folks that really dig in on good music and supporting all of us local folks. So thanks so much.
Thank you.